Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'd like to welcome you to the Voices of Courage show. Today is a day that I believe will be a brilliant day for those that listen to this show. Brilliant, yes, because we're going to help you to tap into your brilliance, get creative, get fun, have some joy in your life. How would that be? Some of you are going, well, I don't know if I really want that. Well, of course you do. So I have a very special guest today on the show, and we're going to be talking about butterflies. Well, you know those butterflies you get sometimes when something really exciting is about to happen? Those kind of butterflies. And literally, we are going to talk about the effect of the butterfly impact, the butterfly effect. You've heard about it, you know. You just move a little bit, and it impacts everything. Well, of course it does, because we're all connected. In fact, the two scientists got the Nobel Prize 2 years ago, maybe it was 3 years ago now, on the, I want to call it the butterfly effect, but it wasn't called that. It was called the, it's slipping my mind right now. Well, I guess you'll have to stay tuned to the show, because then when I come back, I'll tell you exactly what they won the prize for. But it's all about us all being connected. Everything is connected. How we impact one person can impact tens of thousands of us. And we're going to be talking about that. We're going to take a deep dive into that, the effect, and how you are actually making an impact consciously or unconsciously in all you do. Now, the other part of this is this show, we're going to be inviting you up to Jackson, Wyoming, for an incredible event. So I'll be telling you a little bit about that as we go through the show too. So stay tuned, and we'll take a quick break. When I get back, we will talk about the courage to embrace the butterfly effect.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want. No matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Welcome back, everybody, and this is your host, Ken D. Foster. By the way, before I introduce my guest, the Nobel Prize was given for entanglement theory. Entanglement theory. You might want to look that up. So that's the theory that they've understood, that everything is connected. In fact, you know, you can, what they've shown is that you can move an object in one part of the world, and it will impact objects in another part of the world. All right, my very special guest today is M. Teresa Lawrence. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Ken. It's such an honor to be here. And yes, I do believe we are all connected. And well, everything that we do, everything that we think impacts each other.
Absolutely. And they've proved it scientifically. So for those of you that don't know Teresa, she is an award-winning author. She's an international speaker. She's a leadership coach. She is also the founder and the president of the Trueness Project, which is a nonprofit dedicated to empowering children and adults to cherish their imagination and own their power to write their own narratives. She is presently working on the Grand Butterfly Gathering scheduled for June 29th. 2024 in Jackson, Wyoming, where the Trueness Project will host the largest number of people dressed as butterflies in history, both in person and virtually, with satellite events throughout the world. Is that amazing? This is going to be so much fun. And guess what? Yours truly is going to be up there as keynote. So I hope you'll join us at this event. We're going to be talking about the event now. Yeah. Let's get it going. Okay. So, wow, Teresa, you know, you have been in this field of change management, of transformational leader for many years. Let's talk about you before we get into the event. How did you get into this field in the first place? Did something happen? Were you born this way, or what happened with you?
No, I was a practicing attorney for many years, and when COVID hit and so many people in my life passed away, I realized that life is so precious. You never know if from one day to another, if you're going to be on this earth. And it was simply a wake-up call to everybody on the planet. We're here to love each other. We're here to enjoy each other. And my husband and I decided we needed to have a change. We moved from where we were to Daniel, Wyoming. We live in a cabin. My office is in a covered wagon. See, I have a covered wagon over there, but I honestly work from a covered wagon. We get our internet through satellite, and my entire life changed. I simply decided I needed to help people, and I went from lawyering to coaching and mentoring, and my life has been transformed. And I learned, I've always been somebody who believes in giving, but I didn't realize how much we receive when we give. And my entire life completely changed as a result of that.
Well, I will say that my life completely changed when I really embraced that concept. And, you know, it's the concept is, you know, it, the way I started out with is I will give, but then you got to get back to me. You know, it's one of those kind of give and take things. But then when I learned, you know, through trial and error, really, that you can't outgive the universe. You can't outgive God. You just can't. And when you can give unconditionally, with no expectations, no nothing, that principle seems to, it goes into a quantum giving, because things just start flowing in and you're like, whoa, it's amazing. So I'm glad you're in that space. You know, you have my audience might be wondering, what's on your head? Well, there are butterflies on her head, right?
Butterflies, beautiful butterflies. So I just want to take a moment to talk about butterflies, because I was just in Costa Rica and we set the intention for the June 29th event in Costa Rica because they have beautiful butterfly sanctuaries. And we went and we set the intention, because I'm often asked, why in the world are you hosting this event? And I've come to the conclusion that I was moved by spirit to do this. The intention is to send out peace and love throughout the planet. And the butterfly is the perfect symbol of humanity. It starts off as a caterpillar. It struggles. It has no, you know, it spends its life trying to get enough food to survive. And it has no idea all of the obstacles that it's going to go through during its lifetime. But then time, it's like something happens and their life is transformed. They simply end up in a cocoon. They dissolve and they transform into the most beautiful butterfly. That is really the story of humanity. We are all born into this world and we all go through things. And every one of those obstacles is there to teach us, to help us evolve as human beings and as spirits. And we go to the next level and we fly. And the most beautiful thing about butterflies, they can't see their wings. They have no ego. They are pure magic. They are pure love and pure source. And on June 29th, I am celebrating humanity. And I'm asking everybody on the planet to choose love. Because as we started this conversation, I do believe that we are all interconnected. I believe that each thought we have reverberates. And so I honestly teach my students and my clients that the way they think about themselves is the way the rest of the world is going to see them. And so the word fly is F-L-Y, first love yourself. The event is about spreading love around the world, and we're all going to dress up like butterflies to send that message to humanity, because I believe in the joy of childhood play. I know that I love playing, and when I play with people, I befriend them. It is something magical when you experience that joy of childhood with other people. You simply know that there is no color barriers between you. There are no religious barriers between you. It is just joyous love. And that's what this event is going to bring into this world. And I'm just really happy that it's like, I can't stop myself. It's just so fun.
Let me just share this. You know, there's I know you know my audience is listening to the show, and there may be some of you out there, you know, there you're wondering, wow, is this for real? Is this really going to happen? Yes, it's really happening. And here's the good thing: when people can let go of their resistance to something new, that playfulness can come back in. You know, imagine yourself right now. I'm talking to my audience. I want you to imagine yourself in a butterfly costume, right? Up in Jackson with us, having a blast, just having so much fun and letting go of all the stress, the worry, everything, just for a few days, and being able to send that energy out. Here's, you know, I have a friend of mine. She's been on the show a few times. Her name is Lynn McTaggart. She wrote a book called The Power of Eight. And in that book, they showed scientifically over several years where when a group comes together and you with focused intention and you start putting those intentions out in the world, in the case, they started with 5,000 people sending love over in the Middle East a few years back, and it resulted in a peace between the nations. Then she figured out, well, you know, maybe we don't need 5,000, maybe we need 1,000. And they did it with 1,000 people, and they did it for 500, then they took it down to 100. You know, with consciousness and intention, life can change. So I'm throwing that out to you, because we're going to be up there and we're going to be putting out some powerful intentions around the world. And I'd love you to be part of that. So, all right, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit more about the transformational effect of the butterfly and what does that mean to you? How does that really work? We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm here with Teresa, and we're talking about the butterfly effect. And this is fun. This is a fun conversation. So before the break, I wanted to just mention one thing. You know, the butterfly, and you touched on this, Teresa, but when the butterfly goes into the chrysalis, the butterfly actually liquefies. It completely changes completely. Right. Yeah. And it comes out, you know, the caterpillar liquefies and comes out and turns into a butterfly, right? Well, you know, and like you said, that's a lot like our life. It can be a lot like our life, although there are people that come on the planet and they're about the same when they leave the planet. But if you're one of those that are probably like me and Teresa, you know, you get wake up calls and all of a sudden you go, it's time to change. It's time to really do something different. And that's really what takes place, right? We start letting go of our old paradigms, old ways of thinking, old ways of showing up, old ways of acting. And we start to, in that place, when we start letting go, sometimes we go into almost a void. You don't know what's next. But you walk into a place called courage, trust, and faith. And as you start to walk into that, what happens if you're open to receive something new? Is the right people, the places, the things start showing up for you to be able to learn about the new paradigm that you're stepping into. So, Teresa, you've helped a lot of people out there, you know, with your coaching and of course, as an attorney, I'm sure you've done that too. What's the journey been for you? Have you gone through that experience and have you helped others go through that transformational part where they're in the void, they don't really know what's next?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that question because my nonprofit, the Trueness Project, started because I wanted to give away my book, Gloriousness, around the world. And my story is that I was born in Cuba in the late 60s, and it was already communist, and my father was teaching medicine at the University of Havana. And one day, the communist national anthem was playing, and he didn't stand up because he didn't believe in communism. But what happened was so unexpected and amazing. All these people that he had gone to medical school with and grew up with, they all turned to him, pointed at him, and said, "You don't belong here. You don't believe as we do." They called him an enemy of the state. Like, I have the document. They branded him an enemy of the state. Within a week, he had lost his job. Our house was taken away from us. I'm the youngest of four children, and I was three at the time. My mother lost her job. And then we left, you know, my father was thrown in prison, and then we petitioned to get out. And at that moment in time, what four children are watching is our parents are in complete fear, right? They have lost everything, and they know that if they stay there, they have no life. And so my father petitioned to get us out, and we left Cuba with absolutely nothing. But I learned two very valuable things there, and that is they can't take away the power of your mind or the power of your education, because my father got to the U.S. and he became a doctor here, and we all grew up here with fabulous educational opportunities. I mean, I graduated from Amherst College and Columbia Law School, and I feel very blessed to have had that experience. Now, when I left Cuba, my grandmother gave me a doll. She wasn't educated in the slightest, but she knew the power of story. And that's that's really the point of my nonprofit, to empower children to know that they have the power to write their own stories. And so when we got to the US, there were six people and nobody could take us. And I had this doll that my grandmother had given me, and she told me, tell your story to this doll and make sure it ends in a magnificent, glorious way. Hence the name of the book, Gloriousness. I went to live with people I didn't know. I was terrified. I cried myself to sleep almost every night for a while. But that doll, I kept telling the stories to the doll until I figured out it wasn't the doll. It was the story that had the power. And we're all going to go through very horrible things, or maybe not horrible things, but we're going to think that they are. We're all going to be jealous of other people. We're all going to blame other people until we figure out that there's nobody else to blame. It's our story. And we have the power to control our minds. And that book, Gloriousness, teaches children to process their emotions and to choose the story that they want to tell to the world, regardless of what happens to them. And that's why I started the nonprofit, to give out the book. And it is true transformation, because during COVID and since the years since, I have seen children sent to the border without parents. And I know that they're terrified. And so I wanted to help them with the book. I've seen children displaced by war. I've seen children displaced by natural disasters. And I know what they're going through. And they're going to be okay if somebody tells them, you have the power to choose what the outcome of your story. And that is the beauty behind the butterfly effect, because we're transforming and the story is beautiful. We just have to trust that the universe is helping us.
Well, you know, one thing I love about you, Teresa, is you're an action taker. You're not on the sidelines thinking about this. You're in the forefront of, in this case, you know, you've started a nonprofit to support children. You've completely changed, you know, from being an attorney into a coach. You're now putting together this next big event up in Jackson, Wyoming. And by the way, I want to put on the screen there. We're going to scroll across the screen where you can find out about the event. It's at butterflymarch.com for my listening audience. That's butterflymarch, MARCH.com. You want to check that out. Your story is incredible. And, you know, I want to mention one other thing, because not to be political here, but, you know, we always have to be diligent about our own freedoms. And your dad's story reminded me of the story of the San Francisco 49er quarterback, Kaepernick, who refused to stand for the national anthem. And he was suspended out of the NFL. He basically, you know, that was it for his career. So because he just disagreed with what was going on. So we got to be careful with that, even in our country. All right, listen, I'm going to be back in just a second. And we're gonna take a little deeper dive into the event and what is in store for you at the event. So we will be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm speaking with M. Teresa Lawrence, and we're talking about an event that's coming up in just a little bit. By the way, for those of you that are regulars on this show, you know, one of the things I always ask you to do is to pass it on to a friend. I think today's a really good day to pass this show on to some people that you know that may want to, maybe like you, get outside your comfort zone, come on up and join us up in Wyoming. And by the way, how far Jackson? It seems like the Grand Tetons are pretty close to Jackson, Wyoming. Is that,
they're 15 is that minutes accurate? 15 minutes away from the airport.
15 minutes. Okay, so another reason to come up and join us after the event. You know, go tour the national park up there. That would be pretty amazing. Therese, the event. All right. What, you know, you're going to have all these people dressing up as butterflies.
So and, let me share about the event. Well, when people sign up, I will provide them with a butterfly outfit because as part of the event, we are going for a world record. And it is my goal to have the largest gathering of people dressed as butterflies in history. And, for the VIP guests, such as yourself, the night before, you actually have one that lights up because we're going to do a whole lighted up thing the night before of the people involved. So that should be really, really fun. The event is on June 29th. The physical event is in Jackson, Wyoming. That is where we're going to do the whole world record experience. And we need at least 400 people. I have all of the outfits ready and it should be a lot of fun. We're going to have face painting. And also, on March 7th, I'm doing a call to artists. So we are going to have awards for all these different artists that submit butterfly themed artwork. And that should be so much fun. We're going to give out the physical prizes on that day, right before the count. And what else is happening with that? In addition to that, if you can't make it to Jackson, my intention, honestly, is to raise the vibration around the world. And I am looking for butterfly captains all over the world. And what I mean by that, if you are a butterfly captain, you are given the arduous task of having a party on June 29th and inviting your guests to dress up as butterflies. And you can send me your pictures and I will plaster them all over the website because our intention is to spread love all over the planet. And the day is just going to be a phenomenal intention setting of love throughout the world. In fact, I feel happy just thinking about it. It is going to be fantastic. And as the different countries hit noon, that's when I want your pictures to come in. I think that is going to be so fun. I have found a captain in Costa Rica. I have a captain in Canada. I have a captain in Kenya, and I'm getting other African countries. And I just think that this is going to be a worldwide blast. And as a coach, I just want to ask you this question. If you're resistant to dressing up like a butterfly for one day, ask yourself why. It's usually the most intelligent, the most successful people that really like they're like, what? That's so like, I'm not going to dress up as a butterfly. And I'm going to tell you that letting go of that fear and stepping into an outfit is going to show your children, your staff, and yourself that it's okay to get creative and to embrace the love of your inner child. It is really going to be an expansive day, and I hope you join us.
Well, I hope you join us too. And you know, Therese, maybe you and I will talk about maybe how to live stream this for those folks out there, you know, around the world that want to join us. So
yes,
we'll be talking about that too. So, but it all starts when you register, right? And again, I'm going to put that up on the screen right now. It's butterflymarch.com, butterflymarch.com. You know, be bold, be courageous, take a leap with me, you know, let's step into it. Well, I can hardly wait to meet a lot of you out there that are my audience. So it'd be wonderful to meet us up in Jackson there. And again, it's on June 29th, the actual event. So I want to encourage you also, if you decide to do this with us, book your hotel up there, you know, as soon as you can. I don't know, are people going to be able to camp out up there, Teresa, or what do you think?
They would have to start reserving their campground now, especially at the Grand Teton National Park. It is, the rodeo is happening that night. So it's such an incredible time to visit Jackson. It's just, you know, how can this event get any better? I keep saying to myself, it's like so fun.
Now, you know, I didn't grow up in the country. I grew up in the city, right? And so last year I was up in Cheyenne and Wyoming, and I went to my first rodeo. And that was what a fun, life-changing event when I was able to let go of all my judgments about rodeos and just go and observe it and have a blast. I just had so much fun. So yeah, that's another event. So you got rodeos, you've got the butterflies, you've got a keynote with me, you've got the Grand Tetons, you got a wonderful adventure for your family, for yourself. I hope you join us up there. It should be a lot of fun. Therese, you know, you've done a lot in your life. You've done a lot. And, you know, I'm just wondering, like, sometimes people, and especially with like when you're breaking through barriers, sometimes it takes what it takes to get to that other side. You have to really use some willpower. I know I attended a spiritual event for years, and boy, every time I would go to that event, that like the week before, all kinds of things would show up to like kind of stop me, block me, but I kept going forward. Have you experienced that yourself, or you probably have? And how do you recommend people overcome those blocks?
Well, when we're talking about spirit, I am fascinated by how the obstacles just appear, right? And they always appear at the time you're about to do the breakthrough. And if you, I love looking at patterns in life. I always ask people, you know, what are your family patterns? And they go, what do you mean? I go, well, what did you grow up with? Do you have a pattern of lack? Do you have a pattern of joy? Do you have a pattern of art? Do you have, there are all of these patterns that we grew up with. And we just think that they are these rules that we have to follow. And it's as if we're living other people's lives. And my nonprofit is called The Trueness Project. My website is yourtrueness.org, because we are not here to live other people's lives. We're here to live our lives. But sometimes it takes a long time for us to realize that. And as soon as we start honoring ourselves and our stories, then we move forward. But as we're letting go of those patterns and those things to get us to the next level of consciousness, all of these programs, and they keep coming up again to make sure you want to let go of them. Like, are you sure you don't want to, you know, write your best-selling book and you want it to instead take on caring for family members? You know, like these things keep popping up and popping up and popping up until you say, yeah, I'm sure, I'm done with that. I'm going to move on and do this. And in my life, there, you know, I have family members that I take care of and used to take care of. When I was an attorney, I did a lot of special needs trusts for families with special needs children. And I was at a choice point when I wanted to start the nonprofit. Do I continue doing this and then not have a life? And then I'm going to look back and say, I'm not happy with my choices. And it kept on coming up. And I had to find a solution through that. And that meant having difficult conversations to get at the truth, which is I no longer wanted to take care of these people. I wanted to do something for me that brought joy for me. And so I arranged it so that other very well-qualified professionals would take on this activity and I could move on with my life. Now, I know a lot of people struggle with, do I, especially women, do I go and work outside the home? Am I damaging my children? I have learned that if you are joyous and truly intentional in your actions, your children will realize that. And if you are present, meaning when you are home with your children. You're not thinking about what happened at work and you're not thinking about tomorrow. You are in the present. Your children are going to thrive. And many people don't do that. Many women feel guilty that they're working when they shouldn't. They should be joyous about everything that they do in their lives. And that is truly a way to empower yourself and to empower others.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that, you know, and when we can start to let go of some of our collection of thoughts that keep us locked in a certain paradigm, we can start letting those thoughts go and starting to embrace, in this case, we're talking about, you know, putting on the oxygen mask first, right? If you know, if the plane's going down, everybody's taught that. It's about taking care of self, tuning into self. This isn't about the ego self. This is about the soul. Tuning into the soul, tuning into your nature, starting to feel what brings you joy, and then start to go along that path. That's what we're talking about here. And, you know, sometimes it takes big decisions. I know my wife and I had a major decision about 3 years ago. We decided to start traveling. And to do that, we had to let go of this. We have three daughters and 12 children, grandchildren in San Diego. And we felt very drawn to always be with them. But we said, you know, it's time to let go and go do what we do, to let go of all the things we're attached to, including our children. So, and we did that. And as a direct result of that, our lives have grown in so many ways, but it was a tough decision. Some of you may be judging me right now going, you sure you did the right decision? Yeah, we absolutely did. And we're close to our children. We're close to our grandchildren. Everybody's close. We just had a new journey to take. So it's difficult stuff, but if you can do it, and when you do it, your life gets better. Now, some of you listening to me, and I'm going to challenge you. I mean, seriously, the event coming up in Jackson may be a difficult thing for you to get to, okay? That may be your test. How many times have you postponed wanting to do getting somewhere that you wanted to get to, but for some reason something got in the way? Don't let it get in your way, right? Use whatever power force that dwells in you, that's in all of us, right? And allow it to come forth so that you can move past any blocks like that and come up and have some fun with us. We'd sure love to have you. Listen, I got to take another break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Teresa some personal questions about who she is, what's at her core, some of her most important beliefs, so that you can understand who this brilliant lady is. We'll be right back. And here we go.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back to the Voices of Courage show. This is Ken D. Foster, and I'm here with my guest, Teresa Lawrence, M. Teresa Lawrence. Let's start with the M. Where did the M start with? The M, Teresa Lawrence.
I'm fighting back. So my name is Maria Teresa Lawrence, but I'm my family is Cuban, and women in South America and Latin America that were born in my age group, we all have a Maria in our name. And no one has ever called me Maria except the tax man. And now, due to travel, the TSA. And so I never used the word Maria. And then I got to college and everybody started calling me Maria. And I was just like, that's not my name. So I was watching James Bond. I'm like, I'm going to put that M in there and I'm going to keep it. So when I was 18 and I was at Amherst College, I became, instead of Teresa Lawrence, I became M. Teresa Lawrence. Everything changed to M. Teresa Lawrence. And that's what's interesting, and now when you Google M. Teresa Lawrence, you find me. If you Google anything else, you don't. And you can find my books on Amazon, all of that. But what is funny is, like, now because of TSA, everything's going to go back. And I can't get, you know how you get accredited or that check mark on Twitter and everything that says you are legitimate? I refuse to put the Maria in front of my name.
Well, you got a great story. You know, I have a story around my name too. So I'm Ken D. Foster. That's how I branded myself, and it's not what I started out to brand myself. It's just Ken Foster, right? But when you Googled Ken Foster, what came up was a fellow that had dog books, which, you know, great, but they weren't me. And a fellow that was trying to, at the time, to get out of prison in Texas. He had killed somebody, and I don't know if he ever got out or not, but. Anyway, that was not where I wanted to be. So that's what I thought. Well, I'll put the D in there and I'll have my brand, which is what I did too. So how funny. All right. Listen, I want to know you a little bit. Like, what is, and I'm sure my audience wants to know, because you've been so successful in so many things you've done over your world, over your life. What drives you, Therese? What's at the core of you? What is there?
I honestly think that we are on this earth to have fun. Honestly, it's like we are here to have fun and to uplift each other. Every day I wake up, I say, who can I bless today? And where can I have fun? And I am in a place in my life where everything that I am doing is designed to help people and for everybody involved with me to have fun. And my brand, The Leadership of Play, is about getting people to face their fears in a fun, playful way. That's why I'm going back to the butterfly event. If you are fearful of being seen in a butterfly outfit, ask yourself where that fear started from. And for me, I was very terrified to speak in public. I could not do this a few years ago. I couldn't even be on screen. And it was for me, it was the fear of being seen and for people to know that I was an immigrant, that I was different, that I didn't belong. And now I'm like, okay, this is obviously a fear. I have to go into it. But I honestly believe that having fun with other people is going to bless both of us and the world.
I love that too. You know, I it's kind of funny because I know my mind goes to, I think there's people listening right now, they'd be going, well, you know, you can't always have fun. I mean, life is tough. Life is serious. I'm going through a lot of hard stuff. How can I have fun with that?
You go through it. Emotions are there for you to feel them. I mean, that's how you get them through your body. And they're there for you to say, I don't want to experience this again. And you have to feel those emotions. I mean, I have gone through things and I'm like, tears are healing. I mean, let them flow. It's your way of breaking through. Because the minute you feel those emotions and get them out of you, you're done. And then when you think about a situation or a person that's harmed you and you're just neutral, you know you're done with that situation. Because it will keep popping up. The person will keep popping up. Things will keep popping up until you're like, hey, love you. And you honestly mean it because you're in love with yourself. It doesn't matter what this person did to you. It just something that happened and you're on your path.
I love that. And, you know, it's so true. I just emotions generally, by the way, go through our bodies in about 90 seconds. There's exception to that when your head gets involved, right? All of a sudden, you're feeling, an emotion, sadness or whatever, maybe grief or anger, whatever it is. And then your mind gets in it and you think about, oh, yeah, this happened to me last time and a year ago, and this is never going to change. And if you get your mind involved in it, you know, those emotions can last for days, weeks, years in some people's cases. So I love what Teresa said, because it's really about being in that neutral place. It's not about forgetting the memory. It's about releasing the emotion. And when you can do that, when you can feel that emotion and release it, like she said, you're free. You're free. Therese, what is it? We only have a few minutes here. What would you say? You've got the microphone of the world right now. What's your message to the world?
I honestly believe that the world is at a crossroads. I mean, we always seem to be at a crossroads, choosing love or fear. But when you turn on the TV, there's war and there are all these horrible things happening. And I think we're at a point where we get to choose love. I am sure that there are more people on the planet like me than there are people that want war. And I'm calling out to all of you, stand with me on June 29th, send a prayer for peace and love around the planet and see what happens. All of our intentions and all of our stories weave together to form our reality. And I choose love. And on June 29th, come join me. Come have fun with me in Jackson, Wyoming, and with Ken. And around the world, have fun with your family and friends. Dress up like a butterfly and say yes to love. I want to live in a world filled with community, creativity, and love. And I want you all there with me. I'm done with a world of hatred and fear. Let's choose love. That's my message.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. You know, from my message would just compliment that, you know, if you're watching a lot of images, they're bringing those images of war, hate, destruction, and what have you, turn it off. Turn it off and tune into your own soul, which is pure love, pure joy, pure happiness. I hope you will join Therese and myself up in Jackson, Wyoming on June 29th for the butterfly, what are we calling this? The butterfly gathering, I guess, the grand butterfly gathering. And we hope you'll be there. Therese, thank you so much for being here on the show today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ken.
For all of you that continue to watch this show, I pray that you will continue to pass the show on to others so that we can really, you know, it's one person at a time. If you have one person you can touch their life today, just put a smile on their face. Let them know about this show. Let them know what you're doing right. You know, why not? I believe what Teresa said was 100% accurate. There's more people in this world that want peace and joy and happiness and love than they want power, control, manipulation, war, and destruction and everything that goes with it, right? I think we're a majority. We just need to get together and start to put that into the world in greater ways. So from my heart to yours, continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. I will see you in Jackson, Wyoming on June 29th. Take care.